News team, I'm Brian Davis, 1190 WoWo and 107.5 FM.
Hey, thanks so much, Brian. Brian does a great job, best afternoon anchor in the business, and he's here with us each and every day at the top and bottom of each hour. In fact, he told me something I didn't know. We started the show tonight talking about Vernon Jordan, who passed away today. Vernon Jordan, who in May of 1980 was shot here in Fort Wayne. He was with the president of the National Urban League, and he was here for some activist activity that he did, and somebody shot him here in Fort Wayne, and we went through all that. One of the things that that Brian told me was something I did not know, and that, in fact, was that the doctor who worked on him and saved his life that night was Justin Arata. Of course, the name Arata is well known. Then something else I didn't know, because I had somebody who's a good friend of ours, good friend of the show. In fact, he's on Allen County Council for District 2, but we're not going to talk about politics. But right now I've got Tom Harris. Tom, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Pat. Great to be on WoWo. Thank you.
Well, nice to have you with us. So on May 29th, 1980, here's one thing I knew. It was the first story that CNN ever covered, that Vernon Jordan was shot here. We knew Joseph Paul Franklin did it, although he said, no, I didn't. And 2 years later, he was acquitted. And then in 1996, when he was convicted of other murders, he finally admitted that he, in fact, was the one that shot Vernon Jordan. But then you sent me a text, and you were there.
Yeah, that's right. I'd worked at the Marriott for a number of years, but I spent about 10 years with Marriott. But at that point in time, I was a night auditor. So I was working at the front desk that night when the whole thing happened. And I was 18 or 19 years of age. But that was quite an experience. And I think the good Lord was overseeing everything that all took place that night. So,
well, were you one of the first ones that actually you got to him?
Yeah, so what had happened, I was working at the front desk with two other individuals, and I happened to had taken some notes previous. Some people had called in and asked me to give some information to Vernon Jordan. After his speech and that presentation that night, I handed him some information that later became something that the FBI wanted to find out more about, but I handed him a note, and he asked me where'd that note come from, and I indicated that the person I spoke to on the phone said that he would know what it meant and who it was from. He shook his head and said he didn't know, and then he went away off property. But at about 2:01 a.m. That morning, an individual, a female, came through the door and said that she thought that Vernon Jordan had been shot. And we immediately jumped into action. And I knew where the security guard was on the property. And I ran through the halls of the Marriott Hotel, praying to the good Lord to come and intervene and help through this process. But I, along with the security guard, ran out the door. And we basically saw him laying. And I grabbed his one hand, the security guard, I believe it was Dan Smith, I believe it was, but he grabbed the other hand, and we talked to Vernon Jordan and told him to hang in there, and he was asking, and he was afraid he was going to die, and he was asking if an ambulance had been called, and I told him one had been, and that we could hear it coming. And Pat, I knew that the property of the Marriott, I knew that when that ambulance came on the property down by the Arby's, if you're familiar with that corner, they would not know where to go. So I figured I'd better run down and let them know exactly where he's at. So I took off running through the parking lot, which later became an item for the FBI that people saw some guy running in the parking lot. And that turned out to be me. So that's how that whole process came down. But fortunately, they were able to get to him, and he lived. So that was
beautiful. Because he was there in your hotel, you were aware of who he was. But did you, even at the instant that it happened, did you have any idea how large a story, how large a thing this was going to be?
Yeah. In fact, Pat, I was a political animal even at the age of 18 and 19. So I love politics. And if you remember, WoWo had Vernon Jordan on. He did a public service announcement, I think either daily or every other day or something, and it came on around noon, or it seemed like throughout the day. And I had disagreed with most of the things that he had said, because I just didn't, politically was not on that side. The two guys that were with me did not know who he was. And I told him, you guys, this is going to go around the world. My mother, by the way, Pat, was the operator for the hotel. And really? By 5 o'clock that morning, in fact, I spoke to Bob Sievers that morning, and Bob does phone calls and all those kind of things in the morning back in the day.
Right.
And we started receiving, Pat, we started receiving phone calls from Australia, Europe, Japan, and my mom was taking those phone calls all over the world.
Wow.
That morning.
So. I mean, what a weird thing. So when you heard that Jim Jordan, Vernon Jordan, my brain,
yep.
that Vernon Jordan had passed away today, did all that kind of come flooding back to you?
Yeah, it sure did. And my my son was down in India and shot me a note and told me that, did you hear that Vernon Jordan had passed? And I had set a goal, Pat, that I wanted again to meet him and shake his hand, and never got that done, obviously. But
well, I know
we'll meet again someday. I'm
afraid that you were. He was pretty glad that you were there with him that night. So, hey, well, listen, fresh out of time, but listen, first of all, thank you for listening to the program, Tom, and then thank you for texting me and letting me know what happened that night and then being willing to come on. It just adds another little kink to the Fort Wayne connection with Vernon Jordan. I appreciate it very much. Tom, thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Thanks.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.